You are now listening to a Poor Stephen podcast.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poor FM. Poor
FM. Yo kasi, yo stasi.
It is 6:07 here on Poor FM. Goeienaand, goeienaand Poorties. Vanaand is dit aan die brand volgens die klomp messages wat ons gekry het. I have the honor and the privilege to have the PA Patriotic Alliance candidate for Ward 43 in studio with me in levende lywe, Virginia Kepler. Goeienaand, Virginia.
Goeienaand, dankie dat jy my genooi het vandag.
Nou, dit is 'n absolute voorreg. En luisteraars, soos julle weet, hierdie program every Monday is about politiek, news, current affairs. And what we're doing here is actually to help get more information about topic. Our local elections is around the corner. So each and every candidate will have a chance to come in studio to try to convince you why you should vote for them. This is not a quiz show, please. I like to say that because it is my show, and I think I can say that. Ek is nie hier om mense te grind en vas te vra nie. Dit is information sharing. Dit is vir julle om nie vra. It is for you to ask questions that you don't understand. So this is just a cordial conversation with Virginia to tell us about herself, why you should vote for, what is her plans for the ward. After listening to all the candidates, you might have a better decision to make in terms of who you're going to vote for. Virginia, tell us who you are, how you fall into the society, and who is Virginia Kepler?
Virginia is my sifan yastras. Ja, ek is Virginia Kepler. Ek is gebore en groot gemaak hier in Estrus. School gegaan tot na matriek. En my hele familie is in Estrus. Ek sê nog elke dag, ek leef in Estrus. Ek hou asem hier so. Dit is my gemeenskap. Dit is ons gemeenskap, ne? Ek is 'n ma van 4 kinders, 2 volwassen dogters, waarop ek baie trots is, en dan 2 tweelingseuns van 12, en ek is ouma.
Wow!
Ja, Ms. Blue, ouma ken van Ms. Blue. Ek is nog van die bevoorregte mense wat nog al by my ouers het.
Wow!
Ja, al by gesond ook nog.
That's nice.
Ja. Soos ek gesê, ek het die school gegaan tot matriek, die huis. En na school, meneer Blekie Lau sal altyd sê, op ons tour, op pad Durban toe, ons het ons nog een jare schooltour gehad, ne, as jy Durban toe gegaan het. Hy sê, ek het altyd gesê, meneer, ek gaan eendag skryf. Ek gaan skryf. En ek het self nie destyds besef, wat het regtig beteken nie. Tot ek by Vryweekblad opgeëindig het. Sonder enige naschoolse kwalifikasies. Soos hulle sê, sonder papiere. Het ek die journalistieke wereld betree. En gegroei en geleer. Ek is van die mense, ek kon daar my eerste berigte geskryf in 'n typiese skoolopstel. En toe Max Dupree gesê, kom sit die lans aan my. Ek het dit uitgeprint, hy het dit gelees. En toe Vrommel het dit op en gooi het in die vullisblik, en ek dog toe nie, vandag is ek gefeier, ek het skaars begin, en hy sê, kom sit die lans aan my, ek gaan jou leer skryf. En daar was my journey in journalism. And I've gone from Vryweekblad, to Beeld, to Tory News, to Rapport, City Press, Citizen, Sondag, you know, mainstream media houses. Where I've learned so much, where all the experiences that I inquire over the years, doen my nou baie goed te stand. Dat het my, kom my so handig in. Al die kontakte wat ek opgebouw het. Ek meen, die mense wat ek ontmoet het, van die boemelaars op die straat, tot presidente, Nelson Mandela, Zuma's, Thabo Mbeki, ek was gas van presidente in die buitenland, Taiwan, en al die plekke.
Wow.
So ek het verskrikkelijke 'n wye kennis van mense. En een ding wat ek besef het, almal het 'n storie om te vertel. Nee. En almal is belangrik. Maak nie saak as jy die president, as jy die ou wat die vullis verwyder, wie straatvee, of die boemelaar, of die huisvrou. Ons het almal 'n belangrike funksie om wat ons lewer in ons gemeenskappe. Een ding wat ek besef het toe ek die media wêreld betree het, is hoe die kleerling, die breinmens, uitgebeeld word in die media. En ek het lang gesoek vir positiewe goede, vir ons suksesvolle, talentvolle, opgevoede, geleerde mense. En ek het altyd net gelees van die drugdealers en die dronklappe en die gangsters en die, hulle is nie educated nie, hulle is loud, hulle rook en drink almal. En ek het besluit destijds al in 1993, het ek besluit, maar dis nie waaroor, Esterus, my daar wat ek vanaf kom, dis nie ons identiteit nie. Die stereotype kan nie dit wees nie. En ek het besluit, ek kom terug Esterus, en ek het 'n indiepte artikel gedoen oor Esterus. Dit was die eerste regte indiepte artikel, oor die mense, oor wat maak die hart klop van Esterus. Dis 'n baie unieke gemeenskap. Ons mense is uniek wat hier bly. Ons is predominantly a colored area. And somehow we just want to love you. Everybody want to squeeze in here and stay here and not move out. Because there's a certain type of love, a certain type of community in Esterus. And over the years, I tried in every media house that I ended up in, I try to bring the positive out of this community, to break the stereotypes. But we're much more than what other people say of us. They never ask us, who are you? Ons het sulke great talents, ons het sulke goeie dokters, ek meen van die beste dokters hier by ons. Dr. Maat Adams, Dr. Kahn, hulle allemaal kennen van hulle by die kliniek. Ons het verpleegsters wat jare en jare opoffer van hulle lewe. Die beste onderwysers in Esterus. Ha, die beste, yes, like meneer Moses, meneer Julius, juffrou Magadi, allei mense wat gehelp vorm het aan ons. Daar was iemand altyd sê, waar is julle allemaal van die Kaap af? Nee, ons is nie van die Kaap. Ons het 'n Kaapse kleerling identity document gedra. But we never even, some of us, die tyd was ons nog nooit eens in die Kaap nie. Ons weet nie hoe lyk die Kaap nie, want ons het 'n Cape Colored ID gehad. Dis die min sê wat ons nog altyd gehad het. Ons het vandag ook die selle min sê oor ons gemeenskap en oor ons lewens en ons kinderse lewens. Virginia het, ek dink, ek is so ingeburger in die gemeenskap, dat al wat ek wil doen en al wat ek nog al jare gedoen het, is om te werk vir die gemeenskap. Mm. En daar is een saying wat, maar ons sekere mense sal sê, sekere mense sal sê, daar is nie, ons sien nie altyd nie, want ek help baie keer my mense, sonder om te publiseer, sonder om haar te sê, jy sê die oom lê nou op sterfbed in die hospitaal, en nou moet ek het nou net op uitgooi, allemaal moet weet wat ek doen. Nee, want dit is hoe ons mense, iemand is bezig om te sterf, daar is sulke saak wat aangaan, so what do? You need to preserve that dignity. In die family sinne. Want baie goed is sensitief. Maar anyway, Virginia, ja, so het ek gewerk in die journalistieke bedrijf, tot ek eendag by korant gevra het vir meer geld, en toe sê hulle, maar jy het die papieren nie. Toe sê ek, maar ek werk harder as die mense, jy met hulle meestersgrade. Toe sê hulle nie, sissie, jy in die bedrijf werk, jy moet papieren het. Ek het om my papieren gaan haal. Ja, ek het my papieren gaan haal. En ek het ingeskryf vir 'n BTEC by UT, Tshwane University of Technology.
In journalism.
In journalism. Was, was interessant geweest. Was, by tyd een bietjie vervelig, maar het was...
Omdat jy die werk ken.
Omdat jy die werk ken, maar jy ken ook, Nie alles nie, maar sekere goede wat jy maar moes gedoen het, en sekere goede wat jy vergeet het van, omdat jy so gegroei het in jou beroep. Jy het nie weer, jy weet die functions van een rookie journalist, of sekere ander functions gedraan nie, jy was nou in een bestuurende positie. Maar ek het deurgekom, ek het goed geslaag, ek was 44, ja. Toet ek my papiere gekry het.
Never too late?
Never too late. Ek sê dit altyd, never too late. Ek is op die oomblik besig met my meestersgraad in communicatie. Is een lang pad, dat het een bietjie soort van een beksie gevat hierso, omdat ek nou so besig is met die politiek en die verkiesing wat nou opkom en so aan. So ja, maar ek glo ek sal het klaar maak. Ek moet, ek het nie keuse nie. As ek nou praat van, as ek dink aan Esters en my groot word jare hier, is daar een ding wat, wat my baie hartseer maak, is hoe verval ons gemeenskap is. Hoeveel kinders is op dwelms, tot ons groot word, was het nie so gewees, dat daar was hy. Maar hier is daar nou in amper in elke straat, is daar dwelmhandelaar, of ouwens dat staan en dwelms verkoop, onze kinders, ons werk, was hulle sit by die huis, en nie net onze kinders nie, maar volwassen mense, wat nog op een werkende ouderdom is, wat, en mense sien het gereeld, wat sê, hoekom vra hulle net van 18 tot 35, wat van ons dat ouder as 35 is, 40, 45, ons kan nog werk, ons het kinders om voor te sorg, ons het kleinkinders om voor te sorg, en dit is die waarheid, ek denk het, dit is van die goed wat een mens hartseer maak, dit maak een mens hartseer, en dis hoekom ek denk ek so baie ingespring in die gemeenskap met mentorskap van jong mense, met ou mense help by hospitale, dat my dag bestaan letterlijk uit opstaan, gaan dier my foon, en dan kry al die boodskap van Virginia, hulle weier kankerbehandeling vir my sister. Virginia, die politie, ons het nou net, vanoggend was daar geval, die politie, waar een schoolkind aangeval was met een mes en een vuurwapen, want hulle was beroof van haar foon, en die politie het nie uitgekom nie. So, wat doen jy as iemand jou bel? Jy bel, en dit is die nice ding, wat journalistiek vir my gebring het, hy het vir my al netwerk van contacte gegee, wat ek net kan bel, en dan reageer. En dit is eintlik hartseer, want dit moet nie so wees nie, as jy die politie bel met hulle uitkom. Jy hoef nie Virginia te bel om die politie uit te kry nie. Maar dit is hoe dinge nou is, en dit is waar uit my lewe bestaan, is PA, elke dag, my kinders vry elke dag, why, don't you ever rest because you work for a PA from Monday to Monday, en dit is nou ongelukkig so, dit is my lewe, en my lewe is my gemeenskap, en dit is al waar het gaan, dit gaan oor die verbetering van my gemeenskap, dit gaan oor die verbetering van die behandeling in hospitale, ek meen, kyk wat het met Auntie Martha Marie gebeur, en die was een landmark case gewees, because dit is die eerste saak van so'n gruwel situasie, wat dit nie tot in die hof gemaak het nie, wat ons om een tafel opgelos het. En die gezondheidsdepartement het gesê, dat is nou vir hulle iets waarna hulle kyk, om toekomstige sake, nie dat dit eintlik weer moet gebeur, maar om toekomstige sulke sake aan te spreek. Dis Virginia.
Ja, dit was nou een kort opsomming van Virginia. Sy het nog nie eens gepraat van haar boeken wat sy geskryf het.
Oh my word.
En so, wil jy uitbrei bietjie gauw.
Oh, ek het vergeet, ja, ek het twee boeken al gepubliseer. Die eerste sienetjie was Erbarmde. Basis een dagbundel met kort verhalen, waarvan sommige van die kort verhalen, ek denk meeste in die eerste bundel, was ware incidente. En die tweede sienetjie was ook een dagbundel, Ekke, was sy titel, is ook kort verhalen en gedigte geweest. Ja.
Ja. Ek is seker, daar is nog baie ander goede wat sy nie nou aan kan dankie. But that's fine. Let's move to the next question. The Patriotic Alliance. Why them and why should we vote for you? Ons praat so bietjie Engels.
Why the Patriotic Alliance? Because the Patriotic Alliance speak to me. to the brown child, to the colored mother. They speak to the marginalized minority community. The Patriotic Alliance is not a colored party.
Hmm?
It's not a colored party. It's a party for all South Africans, patriots who felt that the country, their communities are in trouble. And so patriots get together and they move away from their other political strongholds that was holding them back to form the Patriotic Alliance so that they can address the trouble that we're in this country, in our communities. And our focus is very much on community because that's the way it starts. People must understand that local government elections is really not about your party that you favor. That's for national. Local government elections is about what you need to fix and grow your community. And who is that party? Who is the best party that can move you forward?
Okay, you say it is not about the party. In the local government, are you saying it's about the candidate?
I'm saying at local government elections, if you look at local government elections, if you are an ANC member or DA member or EFF, you must sort of remove yourself from that
and
decide which party amongst all these parties and candidate is the one that will speak and address community issues. Because already you have noticed over the years, this party didn't do it for us. This other party didn't do it for us. But you will also notice that none of the parties speak directly to the colored issue because we're so scared we must be political correct.
Mm.
But when we suffer as coloreds. Estras is a predominantly colored community and we should not be shy to say that the Patriotic Alliance speaks directly to us. And we need to understand, this is what we need. We need someone, some party, to speak to our issues.
What are the needs and the problems in our ward that you, as a, if you are to be the councillor, that you are going to tackle, and how are you going to do that?
So, there's a number of issues there. First, it is youth development. It's drug abuse and substance abuse. It's housing. It is housing. It's economic, you know, local, basically township economic development. It's skills development. It's service delivery. There are programs, there are things that can benefit this community, but they don't bring it to us. Our youth are resorting to drugs and alcohol and to theft and petty crimes that escalates in bigger crimes because there's nothing for them. Papa, I can tell you, I've signed up so many matriculants sitting at home with no hope. Do you know how many matriculants we have here in Estras? This is a dom gemeenskap nie. Onse kinders, a lot of them have matric, but there's no hope. There's no job opportunities, and yet we have businesses in our jurisdiction that does not employ our children. We have Ford, one of the biggest companies here, that are very selective of how they employ people. And we're going to change it. They have a social responsibility towards Estras. They can't say the children doesn't want to work. They need to relax some of their requirements because there are jobs in those companies that needs less. You know, for instance, maths is not required on your matric certificate. They're holding our children back with things like that. And it's wrong.
So if you are the counselor, how are you going to take that up with Ford, for instance?
I've recently wrote an open letter to Minister Becky Tsele, where I complained of how they, and I will say, deliberately exclude our youth in Estras from joining the police force. Our children apply. Some of them has gone and written, I think, four times. And every time they fail on something else, or they don't get their results, or just it's just quiet. And yet a couple of years back, the same minister called for the colored people to come forward and join the police force, but they are still excluded. So what we are planning now is that if the police, for instance, opens its applications, if Fort opens their applications, we will collect those applications. We will look at it. We will look at the requirements that they need. And we will go with those children to Fort, to the other businesses, to the police and say, here's our applications. Please don't drop it in the dustbin. Please don't do that. You keep on saying that our children doesn't want to work or there's no work. There is work.
Mm.
We need to be fair. We were also oppressed.
Mm.
And this affirmative action is nonsense. It shouldn't apply anymore.
Okay, there's a question here from Buti. It says, Nan Virginia, ek wil graag weet van die technische blok by die Blou Hoërskool. Kan ons die jong kinders training gee in die wande te staan so wit olifant? I think that's an issue that most of the community want to know about. Why not? I mean, it was there. I know friends, my own cousin qualified there as a motor electrician.
Mm.
So, I mean, the building is still there, but why can't something happen there?
We will definitely. We actually, I've already started speaking to some, to a person at Fort who gave me some sort of a background about how they wanted to get involved there. That is a fixture there. That is such an important building that we have there. And we need to use it to the benefit of this community. There's not a lot of technical facilities in Pretoria where people can be trained in skills development that they can use to open their own businesses. Something that the Patriotic Alliance is very bold on is business, developing you and your business. And that can provide it, that step can provide it for our children. So that is an issue that we will really raise with the education department, because it is, the school belongs to the education department. As it is, you know, there's a lot of issues around schools in Estras, as we encountered that our children are actually excluded from our own schools and being told that it's full. So that issue with that building and how much money was invested to erect it is, it's on our agenda.
Mm-hmm. I think, Virginia, private sector wants to help.
Mm.
If you look, I've just read about a guy who made his own charcoal in Nelspruit. And the Pick and Pay is buying from him.
Mm.
You know, things have evolved.
Mm.
Pick and Pay in Estras is selling the lemons from our aunties here, the achas, the cook sisters, and so forth. So things have changed. But business won't just come. Ford won't just come and sit there and think, how can we spend this $10 billion? In the next 5 years. But if somebody comes from a community with a business plan to say, here is a facility, come have a look at it, you doing motor trade, you can do some social responsibility somewhere here. Just my 2 cents worth. But I hear you on that matter. The other thing before we leave that matter is, you know, sometimes you come as a candidate, there's a lot of issues that you want to tackle, and then you don't make the race.
Mm.
But don't stop it now.
Yes.
Because you understand, you didn't do it. You're not narmos or dak narat, you know, nibel anhani. But carry on, because it is not about you.
Mm.
It is about the community. So even, I'm going to say this to all the candidates, whoever plan, whether it's school or whatever, your drug issues, your program that you want to have more youth employed, mentor them. Because we are lost, because we don't have mentors. You know, that is one of our biggest problems. You just grow up and you raise yourself. Your parents provide, yes, food. But intellectually, out of the scope of school, now you've completed school. And especially in a household where your parents don't have matric, then it feels like you are the boss.
Mm.
And you're not. You need guidance. There's not guidance. There's kids with very good results sitting at home. They actually don't know what to do because their brains haven't been trained.
Mm.
They haven't been mentored to say, this is how. Because they can look at all the wrong things on the internet. Dat bygesê, ons moet nou nie aangaan asof hulle nou net so gedwee is nie. Hulle het altyd airtime, altyd data for the wrong reasons. But if they can be channeled and meant it and say, listen, this is the way that you should go. Maybe we can get some results.
I think that is where unity comes in. We've always been labeled as draadsitters in a race that can't stand together. If there's one thing that we must do now is stand together for our children. And we need unity, and we need to rally behind one particular party or one particular ward councillor. And I think that is what a patriotic alliance can provide. We can be that unity. We want to be that unity. We are that unity at the moment. So we need to get together as a community and hold the councillor responsible. Because the councillors doesn't take responsibility after the people put them there. Mm. They don't give feedback. There's no open communication lines between what is happening in council. What are you fighting for there in council? What is the issues that you tackled in the last council meeting? Did you come back to the community? Mm. First ask the community, what is it? I'm going to council meeting. What is the main issues that we need to attack? Mm. And then go in there and do exactly that, because you are mandated by the community to go into council. See, you have for yourself vote. You know, we don't vote for ourselves. So the community, put you have a responsibility to come back to the community and say, you know what? I fought for the pipes, the water pipes in Estras to be fixed, and not little by little to do a complete do-over of the water pipes, because this is old infrastructure. Mm. They fix it here today, tomorrow they fix it somewhere else. And who's benefiting? The contractors. Who is the contractors? They're not even from Estras in most cases.
No, in all cases.
In all cases.
I haven't seen one contractor from Estras.
If there's something, who benefits? A couple of two or three people from a tender. No. In the PA we say, if we're going to bring in a project or development or infrastructure upgrading, we're going to take that pie and cut it into as many pieces so that everybody, so that the rich doesn't get richer and the poor gets poorer and that gap extends and extends. We need to close that gap. Everybody must eat. It's not we alleen eat. No.
Okay, I like what you previously said. If you don't win the race, well, are you going to throw your weight behind whoever is the councillor and work with him for a better, prosperous Estras?
I will do that. Because remember, I'm not here for myself. And I have been working in this community for so many years. So what will make me stop? Mm. Just because I'm not the counselor or the preferred counselor? No. That must inspire me more to say, oh, okay, now you are there. We're going to change things. You're going to come back and tell us what is happening in there. Mm. And you're going to come and report to us what is coming next.
In other words, held him accountable.
Held him accountable.
Yes. I like that. Really. Okay, let's look at the next question. Virginia, only have time until 7-ish, so let's get to the questions. There's another question about the technical high school. I think you have addressed that. Here's a question from Peter. Mm. He says, with so many parties on the rise in Estras and around, I think what he meant actually in the country, driving the same agenda, did PA ever think of amalgamation?
Yeah, I know that we've been in talks, especially with civic organizations and parties. I'm not on that level in national. But the PA is different. You cannot compare the PA to any of the other political parties, because the other political parties are so confused. The ANC wants to be actually an African party, and its name says it. And the DA wants to be a party for everybody, but they're not. And I don't know if people are going to trust other people who's failed us in the past from other parties, bringing in people here in Estras while they failed our colored brothers and sisters in Johannesburg. Doesn't make sense. The Patriotic Alliance speaks to each community. If you marginalize, and I'm talking about if you're in a black community and you guys have been marginalized in that black community, we speak to you. That is why we say we're a colorful party. We speak to the issues of the people in Estras. So no, we're different, and we will deliver. I can tell you that.
What difference does the PA bring to Estras where the predecessors failed in the past?
Like I said before, the predecessors was never held accountable to the community. They never came back and answer questions and say what. All they do is like post a thing about the lights are off, it's at that substation and they're going to fix it. We don't want to hear that. We want to know, when are you bringing EPWP in? Why is there EPWP in the city of Tshwane, but Eastern's people doesn't benefit? That is job creation. And actually, I was there when it was launched. It works on a lottery basis. There's a system that picks the names, but they never pick Eastern's names. Is that system not maybe incorrect? They should redo it, because I tell you, I've seen the system the day it was launched. I was there. And it shows you the DA put up a big screen there on how it picks the names, and it picks the names. On that particular day, there was actually colored names in between. But since then, they've just disappeared.
What is the PA's socioeconomic strategy for Eastras with regard to development? There's quite a few, so I'm going to name them one, then you can answer them. Development.
When we talk about development, we talk about development of, first of all, skills development for the youth, and also infrastructure development. If you look at all other areas, and if you look at the mayors that came in previously, you go to Atteridgeville and you see, oh, it's amazing. There's so much development on all avenues, but not here. Eastras is one, and all the colored areas, in fact, is so underdeveloped since 1994, our first democratic elections. And the same goes for Eastras. Economic development goes together with skills development, goes together with business development, where we talk about township business development, and bringing in contractors that are from this area and not from outside. Because that is economic development. Your economy can't grow if the money goes out of Eastras. We need to retain it here.
Unemployment and the youth, I think you have touched on it. Drug abuse and the drug dealers.
Yeah, drug abuse and drug dealers, oh my word. You know, that speaks directly to a national and provincial issue, because it's the police. Now, we have complained many times, and I just complained earlier again about the police not coming out. Our police station in Eastras is corrupt. We must face that fact. I'm not saying everybody is corrupt. There are some guys who work. But if you work against a corrupt system, you never get the work done, because you're always fighting to stay on the right. They're friends with the drug dealers in Eastras. They said they go and collect unchoncho money. You know yourselves. You know who we're talking about. Yela gaan klaarak, because you are killing our children. And the ANC government, people, you mustn't be misled. The ANC government, if they wanted to turn Eastras around, if they wanted to get drugs out of this community, they would have long brought in a correct police force or service, good policemen and good policewomen. I know of a lot of our colored police women and men that wants to come back and wants to put back, you know, give back to the community by helping fight the drug problems. But Eastras is, the police station is on a level, a certain grade, where it doesn't allow for a certain number of police, because if you look at census, the last census, according to them, we 30 something thousand people in Eastras. So the resources that we enjoy now, or not even enjoy, I can't even call it enjoy, but the resources that is available to us now is for 30,000 people. We're not 30,000. We need more policemen, we need more police vehicles, we need more metro police to be around here. But even so, they still exclude our children, and you ask yourself why. A guy that comes in to work at our police station that is not from this community has got no loyalty to Eastras. He's got no loyalty to a child who is addicted to drugs. He's got all the loyalty to the freaking drug dealer, because he gets his money from him.
On the drugs, I certainly agree with you. There is no political will to get rid of drugs in the entire country. You know, drug is a world problem. It's not about, it's not an Eastras problem, it's not an Hunter's problem, it's not a Flat problem. It's a world problem. All over the world, this evil of drugs is tormenting communities. But we are worried about our community. You understand what I'm saying? But there is no will, there's no political will to do that. I just want to add something from my side. I had the chairperson of the CPF, Mr. Derek Jacobs, here. Very inspiring, hardworking guy. And this question was also brought to him about having no colored or a few coloreds in here. And he said we should be careful what we ask for or what we say. He said he went to Pick a Pay, got two police guys from Estras, asked them, why don't you want to work here? And he said, you know, this, our community, people are too rude. You work 24/7. They call you instead of calling the police, etc., etc. And they prefer working outside. So if nobody want to work here due to reasons like that, then we need to look at ourselves and say, what are we doing? I mean, if you have my number, somebody gets stabbed, I'm on holiday, you will call me. Papla, somebody, call the cops, do the right thing. But anyway, yeah, the last ones are representation at SAPS. That one we did talk about. Post office with the foreigners. He said, this guy asked about what is the socio-economic strategy for Estras with regard to foreigners.
If you're illegal, you're a foreigner, you must go. You must go to your country because you're illegal. If you go to any country in the world now, Papla, they will deploy you back. They will, what's the word? Yeah.
They'll first jail you.
Deport you. They will first jail you, right? Correct. They will arrest you and they will deport you. But we allow illegal foreigners to come and set up businesses here in our communities. And I must be very clear. I'm not pushing a xenophobic agenda. Because if you're legally in this country, then you have a right to be here. But if you are a illegal foreigner, you do not have a right to be here. Because what happens here is, private businesses especially, they hire these foreigners for cheap labor. Pay them not the daily rate that they're supposed to pay. And then they say, no, but these people here, the South Africans, don't want to work. No, an illegal foreigner will take anything because it's illegal in a country. And they are being exploited.
This question, are there infighting in the PA in Ward 43 and is there a leadership crisis in Ward 43?
There's no leadership crisis and there's no infighting. You've seen us on the streets Saturday, Sunday, we're every day around. There's no infighting in the PA and there's no leadership crisis. We have a highly functional working committee and we're moving.
Okay. The next question is, we all on social media, you know, we are followers. I told someone today, if you can stay away from social media, do it. But, you know, we are so addicted that when I wake up at 2 and I can't sleep, I'm on Twitter and I read. I could easily read up until 5. Then I'm tired during the day and have to go and sleep like today before I come to the show. But anyway, with regard to the Debbie Moses saga, does the PA feel the handling of the situation will hurt them in the elections? Do they feel they could handle the situation differently?
That issue was being addressed by National. So I'm not going to speak on that because National, this issue has been resolved by National. The PA is the PA. We've got rules and regulations and structures to follow. Like any other organization.
Is that the short answer about that issue?
That is my short answer, yes.
Okay.
I'm not on national level, and I will not speak for national now.
Okay. I'm glad you were a journalist. You know, some questions are uncomfortable, but you know most how it works. You have to ask. A lot of people are asking why Virginia is so determined to stand for council in Estras, yet she's from a different ward and region. Is the Estras candidate not equipped to stand in their own ward? What has she done in this community to make her better than other candidates living in Estras?
First of all, I have interest in Estras. My parents live in Estras. I am an Estras girl. I sleep in Eastland. Yes, I sleep in Eastland. But the IEC states that as long as you reside in the metro, you can stand in any ward in that metro. So I was not I didn't force myself on anyone. I was a candidate that National announced to stand for Estras because of my work that I've done over the years for this community. And my work spans from, I mean, if you looked at schools, for instance, Nantes School, Nantes Primary School, for those who doesn't know, do you know how Nantes School was built, was actually the new building, how it was erected? Because some teachers phoned me to come in and look at the infrastructure. The toilets was non-functional, and it's a primary school. The electrical cables were hanging from the roofs. When it rains, it gets wet. Nantes School was a dead trip.
Before it was rebuilt.
Before it was rebuilt. Mm-hmm. I went to that school, and in one morning, I called the Department of Labor, I called the Education Department, and I called the Health Department, and they all rushed to Estras. And the previous principal, Tony Fortuyn, was instructed to send all the children home. And I went and bought a chain and lock, and they locked that gate, because that school was going to kill our children. That is what I've done. I've done that. None of the other former councillors has ever done that. And there are many things that I can attest to. But like you said, Papla, you know, you sit outside there. People doesn't know you. Not everybody knows you. There are some people who does know what you have done, what you... But guys, feel free to call me. Feel free to pitch up. Let's go drink coffee. And we can talk for hours and days.
I don't really understand this question. Are you resorting to intimidation to get the seat? Explain the allegations made against you.
I have not seen any allegations made against me, but I will not respond to empty vessels. I mean, if I am so violent, there should be a court case against me. I will, listen, go and report whoever is violent. We do not tolerate lawlessness. Not in Estras, not anywhere. So I'm not going to answer any of the allegations. I haven't seen any of it.
Okay, here's another question from Colvin. He said, I haven't read the question before, so I'm reading it live now. Good evening, Virginia and Papla. I am the pro of the Estras Football Association, who struggled since the DA come on board, and they never assisted us at the Estras soccer ever since. Parents can't even use the toilets or dressing rooms, etc., if they come to watch the children play. It's a shame. What will make you, Virginia, unique if you will be elected as councillor? And how will you have the EFA to revamp our soccer stadium?
Colvin, I've actually already gotten in touch with the city of Tshwane to start fixing, especially the lights and, you know, to get back to really maintaining that soccer field. Because it is a problem. It's summer. Our children want to play soccer. They want to train there. Other people want to use the facility for other things, training and sport events. And it's a very important issue, because at the moment we don't have sports in Estras. We have, and now due to COVID also, there was we had to stop the yearly school sport events and many other sport events. And that is actually what takes our children off the street. So it's very, very important. We need to fix our stadiums, cricket stadium, the soccer stadium, the netball courts, so that we can get our kids off the streets and back into sport.
You know, the mayor was here last week, ne?
Mm.
Yeah, and he was asked the question as well, with Pierre as well here. And to an extent, I agree with them. I mean, really, who is to be blamed that cricket stadium is such a mess? Who? They're going to, not just in Estras, but councils over the country spend millions. And then what happened?
They can't just wash their hands of it. Okay, I will say that the community has a responsibility to look after their own.
But okay, if they fix it, you the councillor now, the council come and fix it. Remember, the council doesn't have unlimited monies like it used to be in the apartheid days. Remember, these places were guarded by municipal security guards. And those guys are no more there. Papa, so we as a community also have to take responsibility. Not, you know, somebody have to guard it. Otherwise, it's going to be.
You are correct. And that comes down exactly to the drug addiction too, because they are the ones that are vandalizing these places to the thieves and the thugs. But I must tell you something, that we mustn't make apology for the city of Tswane and say that they don't have people to guard the places or whatever. There's money. Because when they steal, then there's money for them to steal. So I don't want to hear that they don't have money.
I don't know, man. This question, you have done the Debbie issue because you say it's national. This person asked, what role did you play in Debbie's being expelled?
Please, can this person please go to national and direct the questions at national? Thank you.
Okay, personally now, question from me. Do you think the to expel Debbie will cost you dearly in the elections?
Our president always say that you're not a member of a member, because if you're a member of a member, then you're very makkelijk beïnvloedbaar. I am a member of the Patriotic Alliance. And if you are a member of the Patriotic Alliance and you believe in the cause of the Patriotic Alliance and where it wants to take us, the vision of the Patriotic Alliance, then you will not worry about the person.
Yeah.
It is the PA. You are not voting just for the person, or you are just not screaming for the person. I answer to the National Office of the Patriotic Alliance.
But, Virginia, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's a good explanation politically. But we know some people have that effect to destroy an organization if they have that power in that organization. You know, if Capitec CEO can open a new bank, let me tell you, we will rush there because we have lost out on buying shares in Capitec. If you bought shares of 1,000 rand, they say, when Capitec started, it would have been more than 100 now, something like that. I just want to explain the importance of certain people in a certain scenario. I'm not saying it's a certain case with Debbie, but your answer is more general answer that, you know, that the political answer, but I mean, there are people on the ground that really can cause collateral.
If you look at you, you know, I hear what you're saying, and honestly, to be answered that question, I will go against national and give feed, you know, say things that I'm not supposed to say now. The people involved knows the truth. That's all I'm going to say. If you want to vote for any other party, you will bear the fruits of that party, that vote. Your vote is important. It's your decision. It's yours alone. When you go into the voting booth, you are alone. You are alone when you draw your cross. So if you make the right decision, that you whatever decision you feel is correct for you, you must live with the outcome of it. You must live with it. If you want to have another 5 years of what we have been through this last 5 years, or another 20 years, I mean, the DA has always won this award. The ANC was imposed on us after the 1994 elections, and that was it. But if you want your decision, it's your decision at the end of the day. But in the PA, people doesn't dictate to the voter. The voter must decide for himself, is this the political party for me? Do I agree with where they want to take this community? It's your decision. Is this for my child, or am I comfortable with how things are? So I'm not going to be drawn in any further on that issue.
Okay. For myself, another question that I want to ask. Okay, I just want to conclude that on the collateral damage that Patricia did to the DA when she was the mayor there, but that's fine. I think we've done that. If you were to be the councillor tomorrow, What will your operational management plan be for this ward? Bear in mind the following. You know, the councillor, and I always say people, that's why I will post numbers, how to fix this, because we need also to take responsibility. Councillor is not a superman. Mm-hmm. He cannot do everything. You need structure of management. How are you going to run this ward?
I think the first thing that we must recognize is that if you put a counselor in that position, the counselor is not on her own. I will start with my VIC, the people in the VIC, the sector members.
Okay.
Because those are the people that knows exactly what is going on in Highlands Park, what is going on in Nantes, what is going on in every area in Estras. And then we will set up a work committee, a Estras work committee. So they will tell me, we call it actually a ward committee. So what will happen is, I will go, these people, the people in Estras, if they want to complain and the councillor is maybe not available or for some reason not answering a phone, you can go to that ward committee member and say, listen, this is the issues here. And that ward committee will get together with the councillor at least every second week. So when I go back to council, I have a mandate from the people, the direct people in Nantes, the direct people at the flats, and the flats is another issue. People are waiting for title deeds in all other areas. I think last time they gave out title deeds is in 2018. But that is the first thing that I will establish. It's ward committee for everybody.
Does your committee all have to be PA members?
No. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Not at all. Because if we say that all ward committees must be PA members in Estras, then we are already excluding our own people from taking part in rebuilding Estras. It doesn't mean if a councillor is a PA councillor that we cannot work with the ANC, with the DA, and with any other political party or civic organization in the community. It's because we are so divided that nothing gets done. We want to bring us close, unity, ons werksam, and we move forward, and our children reap the rewards.
Okay, I think this is umtrend the second last question. Eh? Can you ask Virginia? I know you're not the counselor now. Eh? You're not the counselor, but can you ask Virginia, why is the PA so quiet against the lawlessness in our community? Church fences being stolen, dumping and crime. For evil to thrive, good people must do nothing. We are doing nothing. I don't know. We maybe is a member of yours.
What? I don't think the PA is so quiet. I wish you could ask the councillors, the previous councillors, the same question. It's easy to ask the PA. But I can tell you one thing. The PA is not quiet. The PA is actually waiting for answer from the police. Regarding a memorandum that I think we ended over 2 months ago already. We're still waiting on an answer. So we're not sitting quietly and doing nothing. We speak to City of Tshwane regarding a lot of other things. But if you're not in council, there's little power that you have. We don't have the resources that our current councillor have in the City of Tshwane. He can make wonders. I mean, there's certain things that speaks directly to municipal bylaws that speaks directly to our councillor. He's doing nothing. I don't have that I don't have that privilege at the moment to just walk in and say, listen, you must do A, B, C, and D. And that is why you need to vote for us. Give us that mandate. Come with us. We're taking you with us.
When is Gayton coming to Estras?
When is he coming again?
Yeah.
He's been to Estras. Now he will come. They're going to start their roadshow soon. Go from area to area, province to province. And yeah, we will announce it. If he's coming to Tshwane's way, we've grown so much in Tshwane. I mean, Region 1, Region 6, all the regions. We've established ourselves in areas like Danville, where they also feel very marginalized. Centurion. Now Marpius, you know, we're just everywhere. We never even anticipated the growth of the PA. I spoke to a guy from Centurion, it's a black guy, and he says to me, he inboxed me on Facebook, and I said to him, listen, here's my number, call me. And he says to me, listen, leader, just sign me up. Sign me up, I'm tired of the ANC. We're going nowhere. And I like what your party says. It speaks directly. You're transparent. And you lay everything on the table.
living in lockdown 3, what is your strategy to woo voters?
Well, I think there was all these restrictions, but the PA has always been up and around. When Cyril closed, I think it was level 4, the PA immediately started a Koalio course drive. Because he took us back to level 3, but he didn't make provision for people for food or anything. So for that time, up till now, we're still driving the Koalio course drive. So we've been up and out and about in signing people. We never sit still.
How many wards are you going to contest in Tswane?
Contest in Tswane, we're going to try and as many as we can. If the voters registration open for new candidates, we will go into the wards that we're not in.
So are you also glad that it's open again?
Well, we're not worried whether they open it or close it. We're ready. We've always said that we're ready.
You just said if it's open, then you're going to register more candidates.
Yes. Yes. Why not take advantage of it?
So
why not?
So you haven't. So how many wards, more or less? And do you think Estrus is your best chance as a ward in Tswane?
We have about 40 wards that we are registered in. Estrus is an important ward for us because the reason why I say it's important, if you look at all the other colored areas who have grown tired of being marginalized, this is Estrus's chance to trust themselves. We must trust ourselves to take ourselves forward. I cannot trust a guy from another place that I don't know. I cannot trust a black guy to come and speak to my colored issues. I'm sorry. I cannot trust a white guy to come and speak to my colored issues. They don't understand our drug problems. They don't understand that our dustbins doesn't get collected, that people dump not because they want to do it. They don't understand it. They don't understand our dynamics in this community. So why must I allow them to come and run us again? We must trust ourselves. Trust yourself. Papla, trust yourself and make the right decision. So then we've tried all everybody else. Let's try ourselves for a change.
I think probably one of the last questions. During your introduction of yourself, you said we are a unique community and we don't want to move out and we want to stay here. Now I don't like that notion actually, because I attend every public meeting in Estrus as far possible as I can. Mm-hmm. And I remember a few years ago, there were some people standing up in the meeting telling the Tswane officials we don't want houses in Mapias and that, because we are from Estrus, all our people are buried here, we've gone to school here, all our families. I cringe when I hear that. There will never be another colored community like we have Estrus in the first phase of Namapias. We have to live integrated with other people. Tswane used that as against us to say the people say they don't want to stay there. And those were not the poor people who are staying now in Kavuki land. It was people who you see them. You see, this is Mr. X. He had two houses. One is a double story. He's coming and standing here and say, we don't want to move out of Estrus. Mm-hmm. On whose behalf was he talking? But during the meeting now, it was mentioned again by the Tswane official. I'm talking about a meeting that took place 5, 7, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. He mentioned that. And you know why he mentioned it? Because they conveniently use it against us. Because there's a public meeting and But... Sorry, I just want to conclude, then you can answer me. It's more, But what I said to the guy last week in the meeting, I said, that notion is now gone and forgotten. We have realized we are not a special community in the sense that we need a colored township again, because that ain't going to happen. So, if you want to give 100 houses to Estrus people, if the first 50 don't want to take it, let the next 50. But I can assure you, the first people are now more desperate. If colored people can live in Kavuki land, then you must realize they have seen what it is to live in poverty? And what's your take on Kavuki Land? You can reply on my response and then answer about Kavuki Land.
When I said this is a unique community, I mean just the how we grew up. I was speaking, you said I must speak about my past. So I was telling you how I feel where I grew up. But it is indeed so that some of our people did receive RDP houses out of Estrus in other areas, which they declined. Or but in some instances they took the houses, but then they came back to Estrus. Estrus has a lot of open stands where we can accommodate our people. There is a lot of open stands. I know of people that has a leases on some of these open stands because they wanted to develop them. But for whose benefit? And we, when we get into Tswane, these open stands would lease us on Skomfiela. Because if it doesn't benefit the community, then why is it there? So why must it benefit only one person?
Are you going to do land grab now?
No, we're not going to do land grab. That's why I say when I get into the city of Tswane, because land grab is, if I say people must go out and do that. I'm not saying that. Land grab is not a good thing.
Mm.
But the people of Kavuki Land and Haisfa Alma, they are there. The city of Tswane said they will not move them. And if they do move them, they must provide other
accommodation
for them. Mm. Our people are tired. People ask so much money for big rooms and for, you know, houses that people, they cannot, people can't make. A lot of people lost their jobs. Some people are being paid less and they still maybe have a job. But Kavuki Land, ek het gesê, give the people the land, they will build their own houses. David Makuru said in Deep Sloot, I was covering a story in 2018, I think 2018, yes, where he said they were going to give the people land, and if maybe government doesn't build in time, if you can afford, you can build your own house on that land. So what the city of Tswane must do, they must come formalize this informal settlement. And then they must do rapid land releases all over Tswane. There's baie grond. People don't let the city now lie to you. There's a lot of open stands that they can develop for our people. And if they get rid of all these illegal foreigners, they will even have more space.
Okay. As incoming councillor, I need to understand what you as the PA are doing in Estrus to address the lawlessness. I don't see you doing very well to unite the community in pushing the community issues, but you're doing well in collecting new members.
We are not police officers. We can do as much as we can, but we're not officers.
That was the last question. Thank you for coming, Virginia. If you have listened, I hope you are satisfied. Sometimes when I listen to a show and all the questions are asked that I want to ask, then I don't need to send in questions because it's asked. I think most of the community is listen to the show. And yeah, it is just to give you more time. It is 17 past 7 here. And thank you once again. If is there anything that you want to say in conclusion, Virginia, that maybe we didn't touch?
Yes, just one last thing. I think we must speak on the demarcation of Estrus. Estrus stand as it is as Ward 43. Volkiedorp was excluded, and Jan Niemann Park was, you know, is now incorporated in Ward 43.
Okay. If you go to Island, you get Jan Kutsia there by the buses.
So that the bottom part will be Jan Niemann Park.
The bottom part?
Yeah.
Explain.
If you, on the right.
The entire right?
On the entire right. That's Jan Niemann Park.
Because
it's a couple of streets, not all the streets.
It's so confusing. Why?
I think it's up to Spa.
Up to Spa.
Yeah. And then upper becomes Eastland, and then that side is Lando Park. On the left-hand side of the bus stop.
I don't know
In Stormfall Road. So Jan Niemann Park, when you get into, when you turn at the bus stop, you drive those streets, those couple of streets on your right, down the road, up till Spa, that's Jan Niemann Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. it goes there by Stegman Street, right? All those houses. It's only a few houses.
It's a few streets.
But why did they include it in Watford?
I don't know how that's what they decided.
I feel for those people. You know, you vote for a councillor and you only a few houses here, while the 99% of the houses are this side.
Yeah.
But anyway, Virginia, from my side,
thank you so much.
Just 1 cent of advice that I can give you from my personal experience also. It is a battle. It's an uphill battle, Watford 3.
Mm-hmm.
It is not going to be easy. You will work very hard. And like the one person say, it is not about just signing on members. There's a lot of people that doesn't come out, but they go and vote. So the best, and I said it to all the candidates that come here, the best election drive is door to door. And my last word, if you don't make it, sometimes the universe doesn't say no. It says not now. So, and I said to Novina that the Zambian president, this was his sixth attempt before he won the race. And he's a rich businessman. You can imagine how many millions and billions did he put in his campaign. But the universe says not now. So if you, I wish you well. I wish you well.
Thank you.
And, but if you don't make it, stick to your ideas that you want to have in the community, that you want to implement, that you want to pursue. I think that technical school is a big issue. We need really to revamp that place. It can help a lot with skills development and give our kids hope. Give kids hope.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't just think about it. If you look at our schools, you know, we multifaceted. So we shouldn't think about it. Because our youth can get an opportunity outside. And then it's because it's just for Shoshanguve people. It's just for Atijo people. I don't like that that idea. We must give opportunity to everyone.
If you live in Estras, you get an opportunity because you are a resident in Estras.
Yes.
Papla, thank you for tonight. I will tell you this, that we will get this word.
Good.
We will get our PR votes.
Good.
So we will be in council.
Good. You must be positive. Né?
We will be in council. Absolutely. No. People are tired. Yes, those people are tired. We're signing up like crazy.
Okay. On the weekend of 18 and 19 September, there will be a voter registration for those who never voted. The new kids on the block, please go and register. You know, some of one political party put a candidate there who never registered. He never voted, but you want to be the councillor. So you can't just register, even if you don't vote, but you cannot not vote, please, especially my kids. Go out and register and go and vote. Listen to programs, listen to the news, read newspapers, make up your mind, do the right thing, but vote.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Your kasi, your stasi.